Well, I mean, the course is looking at sort of the sound of the elections, mm-hmm. right? So what we're looking at is how the ways in which we hear shape the ways that we think about candidates and the policies and the relationship to each other,
right.
But also the ways in which candidates shape their own sound,
mm-hmm.
tells us how they perceive us,
okay.
or who they perceive to be listening to them,
mm-hmm.
what they perceive their logical audience to be,
okay.
who are they appealing to, and in essence, who matters.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you always appeal to people who matter.
Right.
This is one of those things about poverty, right? The reason why candidates don't campaign on anti-poverty platforms, mm-hmm. is because they feel like those people don't vote.
Right.
Right, so this is why we see so much about, you know, the middle class, why we see so much about, like, the estate tax and all that, because the perception is that it's those people who vote.
Right.
Right? And so by listening to what people who are campaigning say, the music that they use, how they use the music, how they produce their commercials, how they cut and edit their live appearances.
Right.
We can see who are they trying to project themselves to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely not an even projection.
Yeah, definitely.